Hey, welcome to a podcast that I probably will never finish, but I'm here now, so I just had the random feeling of just making a podcast, or continuing to make said podcast. I don't know what to talk about, because I have so much stuff I want to talk about, so I guess I'll just talk about whatever, I guess. I'll talk about my life, or what's going on that day, you know? Because, yeah, because Gary Vee once said, the one thing that you can always successfully sell is your own life, your own personal experience. You're going to successfully sell yourself, you know, because you are you, you know, and nobody else is you but you. So, yeah, I think, I don't know what I think. I know that I want to do a lot of stuff, and I want to do them now. I want to do them, you know, like, but the thing is, I don't have the money to do it now, right? So I'm kind of like trying to figure out how I'm going to get a job, trying to try to apply to many jobs in the past week, many jobs, and it's just, are any of them going to call me back or anything? I don't know. We'll see. You know, I can only hope that they will. But even then, like, I don't even know. Like right now, I'm in a hotel. I'm living in a hotel right now. Me and my mom are trying to find a place, you know, and stuff like that, so we can, you know, get a place so we can at least settle down for a little bit, so I can work on finding a job better, you know, because my computer and stuff is still in the car and all that stuff, and I can't do too much with this laptop because it's very fucked up. So the computer is, anyway. So I don't know, man. I'm really trying. I'm growing, like, mentally and stuff. But, like, growing mentally doesn't really get you what you need right now. It helps with how you feel overall, but, like, sometimes it's, like, a contradictory, because the way I'm growing, it just seems like I'm just more, like, creative focused. When I accept myself, or when I try to incorporate more of my creative abilities, like, usually the offset of that is me not caring about getting any money, right? And I'm trying to figure out, how do I balance that, trying to get money, also trying to be creative or make creative content, and, you know, work on that, you know, as a as a content creator, and trying to trying not to be broke. I'm just trying not to live on the streets all the time. I'm sick of it. I'm done. I hate it. You know, I really hate it. Like, I hate having to jump from place to place and not have a place where I can just go home and chill. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mind traveling, but, like, I don't like traveling and not having a place where I can come home and chill for a little bit, you know, get my thoughts together, get everything together, you know, post my content, do my content and stuff, and then go back out and explore more, you know, make more content. You know, that's what I want to do, you know, right now anyway, and I got to figure out, how am I going to make that work, you know? It's tough, you know, it's really tough trying to figure that out. I don't know how long these episodes are going to be. I'm just going to just make the episodes and just see however long they are, it's how long they are, right? That'd be cool if I get some friends on here and stuff. But, like, for right now, it's just going to be me. Just, y'all, it's just going to be a journey, a journal, right? I'm just going to be talking to the mic and just saying stuff, you know, talking about my life and stuff like that. I don't know. I do hope you guys are having a great day. You know, I probably should start out with that, but I needed somewhere to talk for right now. I do hope you guys are having a good day, you know. Don't forget, you know, or don't forget, but please remember PSWT, and if you don't know what that means positivity, self-awareness, trust, and truth. I like to phrase it as, if you can't be positive, be self-aware enough to trust yourself to tell the truth. That is my motto that I live by. And it's worked for me so far. So, yeah. I'm doing a lot of content creation on TikTok. TikTok is doing good. I mean, I got almost 2K followers on there. I'm having a bit of a plateau. But the thing is that I think what's interesting is that I try to just be myself, especially in just content creation in general. I don't try to, like, do something that I'm not unless I'm, you know, getting commissioned for it or getting paid for it or whatever. But for the most part, I'm really just, you know, should have got something to drink. Shit. I'm thirsty. Yeah, like, I guess the thing is just I trying to follow trends and stuff is just not my thing. I don't care about following trends. If the trend that I come across is something that I feel like I can make content off and make it my own, you know, then I'll do it. You know, if I do a trend, I'm probably gonna try to make it like anime related. Or just goofy, something random, you know what I mean? Because that's just my sense of humor. What else? I don't know. That is pretty much that. I mean, I was drinking a lot the past couple days. I don't know why. I just had the urge to drink a lot. Especially on my live streams. If you watch it on my TikToks, bro. Yeah, my live streams are... Whew! A doozy. Especially those last couple of days. But I probably won't be doing that for a while. Because I just... Drinking overall is just not good for your body. Yeah, I'll just do it sparingly, you know. Yeah, so that's that. I mean, I'm not editing this. I'm just recording it and just putting it out because I really don't care about editing podcasts. It's just too tedious. It's just too much to do. I've tried to do it. It's too much. Fuck all that. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Sorry, I was loud. RIP headphone users. but yeah, so... I'm really trying to stay positive, you know. I don't like to keep a negative mentality because number one, it doesn't get you anywhere, you know. Number two, it's just boring, and it's a habit that you don't want. It's hard to break, you know. But once you break that habit, you know, I think you're good, you know, for the most part. Well, not for the most part. You gotta keep reminding yourself to be positive, you know? That's what everybody has to constantly struggle with, you know? I'm looking at myself in a mirror, and it's weird seeing myself talk, seeing myself facial expressions and stuff. Like, it's weird looking in a mirror. It's like, well, like, this is what people see, you know. People see this part of me, you know, bars, you know. But like, people see this, you know. People see this. People, this is what people see of me, you know. And I don't know how to feel about that, you know, for the most part, because I look fucking, at least I think I look homeless as shit, because I need a haircut. I need a haircut badly, bro. Or fam, or sis, you know. Gender does not matter. I hate having to preface a lot of shit. Be like, well, you know what I mean. I don't mean like just bro, you know. Because what if I'm a girl? Shut up. Okay, shut up. You know what I mean when I say bro. I mean everybody is a bro. Females are bro too. Okay, fuck that. Anyway, fam. You know, man, I don't know. Tonight, I gotta go live in an hour from now on TikTok and stuff and talk to my people. You know, it's also surreal when you have people who are actually like genuine, like, or at least it seems like they're genuine, like, followers of you and stuff. Like, they care about your content. They care about you as a person, you know. And by default, they care about your content for the most part. And it's so interesting because there's this kid who, he came to me. And he said that he's, you know, he needs, like, that father figure that he kept losing his father figures and stuff. And he just, you know, he needed help, right? And I was like, look, I'm here to help. I'm not your father. I'm not your father figure. But I am a, I guess you call it father figure. But I'm not trying to be your father figure. I'm just here to help you out any way that I can, you know, because you deserve it. You know, if I don't do it, who will, you know? So, yeah, he just, you know, and so far a lot of things, the biggest problem he had has been fixed, and he is feeling good, you know, and I feel good for him. So I'm just trying to find myself in any way, you know. I'm trying to just understand myself, my surroundings, how I fit into this capitalist society. You know, because, Lord, man, like, being in capitalist society fucking sucks, dude. Like, it's not fun. Because, I mean, obviously, it's better than being in a third world country where you literally get women are raped and shit like that. And it's just, yeah, I get it. But, you know, doesn't change the fact that it still fucking sucks to be here in a capitalist society, okay? So, it's just, like, one thing that Gary Vee keeps saying that I'm still trying to do myself is always trying to look on the bright side of things. Look on how, you know, it goes into the positivity aspect. It's like, yeah, it's easy. Not easy. Yeah, it's easier said than done to always, like, try to look on, like, okay, well, at least you live in America, you know? Well, yeah, of course, I know I live in America. I'm aware that I live in America, but it doesn't change the fact that I'm still fucking damn near homeless, you know what I mean? It doesn't change that fact, okay? You know, so I don't know where that, you know, like, I get it, but at the same time, it's like, I still gotta get out of the situation. How I get out of the situation, I don't know, okay, because it's just not something that you can just, you know, instantly get out of like that, you know? You know, so I'm just trying to figure my way out in life, you know? I'm pretty sure all the episodes I'm going to do is going to probably be the same topic, because there's really nothing else to talk about right now. I will give you guys updates, though, and stuff like that, so, yeah. That should be it. I mean, Oh, I'm working on a lot of stuff for YouTube and stuff, like episode 2 of T23 is coming out. Episode 1, if you haven't checked it out, go check it out. You know, a link to my YouTube should be in my page. If not, it's just Isaiah Senku, same name as the podcast, I believe, Isaiah Senku. If not, I'll change it to Isaiah Senku. But yeah, so just, you know, I'm going to work on that. I'm working on some other TikTok stuff. I'm working on a lot of stuff, but a lot of stuff is on hold, mainly, you know, because Corona and not having a job and not really having a place to live right now. So, I mean, life is what it is, but life is what you make it, I guess, right? Anyway, it should be good, bro. It should be good. Thank you guys for listening. If you do listen, I don't know if people still listen to my podcast. Apparently, people still listen to some of the podcast episodes that I have out. I don't know what y'all doing. I appreciate it, though. But we'll see. You know, I'm not going to, like, promote this or anything. I'm just going to just use this as a diary. If it gets traction, it gets traction. I ain't upset. But for the most part, I just want to use something as a way to just journal my life, you know, from this day forward, you know. So, I love you guys. I'll see you guys in the next episode tomorrow, maybe. I don't know when I'll even upload this. I probably have to upload today. Fuck it. I'll see you guys. PS double T. Thank you, gang. I love you guys. Don't forget to love yourself and love others. All that good stuff. Bye. Thank you for watching. Listening, I mean.